Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. And I'm here today to talk to you about something that I find kind of entertaining and interesting. Have you ever heard the term snake oil salesman? I'm sure you have, and I'm pretty sure that if you have, you consider it to mean something negative. So let me share with you how that term came to be. In the 1800s, thousands of Chinese workers came to the United States to work on the Transcontinental Railroad. Most came from poor peasant families in Southeast China and arrived in this country, the United States, as indentured laborers. Many brought various medicines along their few belongings. One of those medicines was snake oil, made from the oil of the Chinese water snake. It was a popular medicine because the Chinese knew it helped reduce inflammation. And so one way they used it was to soothe aching joints. Come to find out, that oil of the Chinese water snake was rich in omega-3 acids, which do help reduce inflammation. So you see, snake oil in its original form was very effective, particularly after a long, hard day of work. Now, as those Chinese workers began sharing the oil with other workers who discovered that it really did help ease their discomfort, the news of Chinese snake oil spread, and many Americans wondered how they could get their own snake oil. So because there were no Chinese water snakes in the United States, they began using rattlesnakes to make their own oil. They thought it would work. They thought it was the same thing. Now in 1983, in front of a crowd at the World's Exposition in Chicago, there was an American entrepreneur named Clark Stanley. He was also known as the Rattlesnake King. Mr. Stanley sliced open a live rattlesnake and plopped it down into some boiling water in front of a crowd of people. And when the fat rose to the top, he skimmed it off and bottled it and created Stanley's snake oil. And he began selling it to the onlookers there. He continued to sell it for the next few years. Now, there were just two little problems with Stanley's snake oil. First, apparently, he was unaware that oil from the Chinese water snake contains almost three times more omega-3 acids than the oil from the rattlesnakes. So his oil was not effective, like the oil from the Chinese water snakes. The second issue was, in 1906, the Pure Food and Drug Act was passed, and the FDA seized a shipment of Stanley snake oil in 1917 and analyzed it. They found that it contained mostly mineral oil, a fatty oil thought to be beef fat, red pepper, and it had turpentine in it. The analysis showed that Stanley snake oil didn't contain a single drop of actual snake oil of any kind. So Stanley snake oil had become a fraud. And since that time, the term snake oil salesman has been symbolic of fraud. So the original snake oil made from the Chinese water snake was used effectively as a natural remedy for years until someone chose to engage in an ineffective substitute for the sole purpose of making money. Now, I've been using natural products, including essential oils, for about 15 years now, and I know they work effectively and almost always with no side effects. Now, without doubt, we have a very advanced medical system in the United States, and it does save lives, and I appreciate that very much. However, I have learned to also appreciate ancient wisdom and remedies offered by Mother Nature that can also be very effective and sometimes safer. The key is to know when to use which approach and to be wise about integrating the two. Today, when I talk to somebody about natural remedies, particularly when I share my amazing life-changing essential oils, which I use every single day, and I hear somebody say to me that I'm a snake oil salesman, I just smile and recall the story about the Chinese laborers and their legitimate oil that helped ease the comfort of so many people. I hope this has been informative. I hope you've learned something. And if you like these podcasts, would you please follow us and share it with your friends? Until next time, be well, be safe, and always remember to take time for you. Thank you. Goodbye.